Okay. Morning, everyone. I'm going to start us out by putting us in an international setting. I'm going to speak about Zambia and working in rural areas of Zambia. And quickly, this is to just acknowledge my colleagues, both in the U.S. and in Zambia. I have nothing to disclose. Okay, so by way of background, access to family planning methods is really very limited in rural areas in sub-Saharan Africa as well as Zambia. And it will come as no surprise then that the use of modern methods is much lower in a rural area versus an urban area of many of these sub-Saharan countries. But DMPA or Depo-Provera, which is an injectable contraception, is a very popular and much desired method for a lot of these women. And of course, you can imagine it's much lower in rural areas where they don't have good access to clinics or highly trained providers. So as you can imagine, with that desire for it and lack of resources, there's a high unmet need for family planning. And in sub-Saharan Africa, Zambia, as a matter of fact, is higher than the region. Their unmet need is higher than the regional average in Africa. Now, one way we can meet this unmet need is to talk about sharing the task, for example, of administering Depo-Provera by using community health workers or CBD agents, community-based distribution agents. I'm just going to call them CBD agents from now on. And that would, of course, solve a lot of the problems in terms of access for these women who live in these far out and hard to reach areas. So the idea of using CBD agents is not a new one. In 2009, a lot of donors and many international and national organizations that you may recognize here actually signed off and endorsed the idea of community health workers providing Depo-Provera once studies from Uganda and Madagascar, Bangladesh, and Guatemala showed that these community health workers could safely provide Depo-Provera injections. With the approval of the government, the Ministry of Health of Zambia, FHI 360 collaborated with Child Fund Zambia, an affiliate of Child Fund International. You may know that they were initially called Christian Children's Fund. They had to change their name. So we worked with Child Fund. They already had a program where their community health workers were providing pills and condoms, and we wanted to add Depo to their basket of services. So they went to two very rural areas, districts, Mumbwa and Luangwa, recruited 20 of their best CBD agents in each district, trained them. They went through about 1 week of classroom training and then 2 weeks of practicum training where they had to learn, or they could only be graduated once they had provided 4 to 6 Depo shots on their own, being supervised, of course. And then once they had done that successfully, we sent them out into the field. Okay, so the study objectives were to assess the safety of their provision of Depo-Provera, client satisfaction and acceptability of CBD provided Depo-Provera. We also wanted to add impact to see if there was any effect that we could measure or report on adding Depo-Provera to their established family planning program. And the novel component for this particular study, all the other studies that had already looked at safety and acceptability and feasibility, didn't include an economic component. So we added an economic component to see how much more would a program cost if you added Depo-Provera provision by community health workers. That would help the government with scaling up and figuring out how to tweak their programs. Okay, so in order to assess safety, We looked at the structured observations of the initial and the final injections that the CBD agents administered during their two-week practicum that I mentioned earlier. For client satisfaction and acceptability and also safety, we interviewed 253 of the DMPA clients. Now, these clients were the ones who accepted the method from the CBD agent early on in the process. We collected data over a 13-month period, so February 2010 to February 2011. And so anyone who accepted the method between February and April of 2010, we interviewed 9 to 10 months later so that we could get information on satisfaction and acceptability. So that's why it's a fairly small number compared to the total number of women who were given family planning services in that 13-month period. Then we created something we called our data retriever registers. That was a very succinct measure that we used so that we could collect the information from the family planning registers that the community-based distribution workers used. So we'd be able to see how long women use a particular method, if there was any switching and so on. In addition to that data, we also collected the district-level data, the aggregate data on family planning uptake and use for the whole district. And then finally, to get our economic component, we used costing spreadsheets that looked at the cost of supervision, the cost of training, the cost for commodities, and so on, for just depot, just adding that cost onto what already existed for their pill and condom program. Okay, so the results for safety. The structured observations were rated with a guide. There were 21 items. We split them off into two. We assessed infection prevention with 11 items and injection procedure with 10. And you'll see for the initial assessments on in both cases, there's a huge range. The average is fairly high, 9 out of 11 for the initial, for the infection prevention, and about 7.4 for the 10 item for injection procedure. So they're starting out fairly high on average, but you'll notice that the range is fairly long initially. And so when we see that the range shrinks for the final assessment, we had confidence that the folks who had scored low had really improved by the time they had given their fourth to sixth shot during the practicum. Okay, from the client interviews, we got their report on safety. You see that most of them, 98%, reported no problems at all, and the 2% that said they experienced something, it was just pain around the injection site or numbness in the arm. There was no report of abscesses or infections at all. Now, with regard to acceptability and client satisfaction, 94% of the clients who accepted the depot method between February and April, the early acceptors, received a second shot, so they wanted to continue. 93% wanted to get another depot injection, so they wanted a third one, is what that means. And 98% were satisfied with the way the agent gave them the shot, and also they would recommend receiving a shot from recommend their CBD agent to give their friend a shot, or recommend it to a friend, pardon me. Okay, now in terms of the impact, now you'll see here that there were 4,241 clients that received some family planning method and services for the 13 months, pardon me, that should say 13, February to February is 13 months, not 12. Of that 4,000 and odd, 41% were new to family planning, so almost half decided to use family planning for the first time. And 85% of that group used or chose depot as their first method, 13% chose pills, and of course only 2% chose condoms to start. Of that whole group, 82% of them received a depot shot from the CBD agent at some point in that 13-month data collection period. And 20% of them were already depot clients but were going to the clinic. And then when they found out that they could get it from their local CBD agent, they switched. 24% of that 4,000 and odd actually switched after they had already started with pills or condoms during the course of the study. Okay. Now, the way we measured family planning uptake, we looked at couple years protection. And what that means is how many couples would be protected for a one-year period based on the number of condoms distributed, pill packs distributed, and shots given. It's a USAID measure. So what you do is you divide the total number of condoms distributed, for example, by 120. And that assumes that you're having sex about three times a week. Okay. With pills, you divide the total number of packs distributed by 15. Not 12, as you would think for the 12 months of the year. 15, because you have to account for wastage. And then, of course, the depot is straightforward. You divide the total number of shots given by 4 for, you know, the 4 shots you'd get for the year. So when we do that and we combine all the condoms and pills and depot that were distributed in both of the districts, Mumbwa and Luangwa, you'll see that we would have protected 51 couples for a year with the number of condoms we distributed, 391 couples with the pills we distributed, and 2,206 couples with the depot shots that were given, just by those 40 CBD agents in those two districts. So we compared it with the aggregate district-wide data, and you'll see here, of course, they distributed a lot more condoms than the 40 CBD agents did. A little bit more pills than our agents did, but look at what happens when we look at DMPA. Those 40 CBD agents alone almost distributed as much as what they had on record for the whole district. The whole district. Now, theoretically, the CBD agents are supposed to be subsumed within the total aggregate district statistics, but we can't swear that that's what happened. But however you look at it, whether they are part of the total district aggregate or not, you see that what they've done is pretty impressive. And note that there's not exact concurrence with the time frame, because the health district is calendar year 2010, so it's January to December 2010, whereas we started a little later in 2010, but had 2 extra months in 2011. Okay, so with regard to the incremental cost of adding DMPA to their established family planning program, okay, when we did the calculations of how much it costs to do supervision, training, commodities, and so on, just for DMPA, that total cost to add to their program would be $24,322. Who did that? Okay, so when you put the 2,206, the couple years protection that I showed you earlier for DMPA, then what it shows you is that to protect one couple in that 1 year span of time would cost $11.03. Now that's assuming that all of that 2,206 couple years protection would belong to providing the shots through CBD agents alone, that nobody would then go back and return to the clinic, because then you lose all of that. So if everybody decided to go back to the clinic, if everybody decided to go back to the clinic and we lost all of that momentum from the CBD program, then the cost would be $61.89 per couple. If we managed to keep everybody going back to the CBD agent, then it would be the $11.03 I told you about. So the true cost is probably somewhere in the middle of $11.61, you know. And of course, with economies of scale for supervision and training and so on, the cost for using the CBD agent would go down. So that gives the government a pretty good idea of what they would do or what they need to do to scale up. Okay, so to summarize, we confirmed a lot of the findings that were already out there in terms of safety and acceptability. CBD agents can safely deliver Depo-Provera shots. And clients are very satisfied with it. They're very happy that they can go to their local CBD agent instead of having to go to a clinic to get their service. When I went out there to visit Luangwa, which is even more rural than Mumbwa, I was told that one woman couldn't go to the clinic because of elephants. And I couldn't understand why. I said, what has elephants got to do with your ability to go to the clinic? And they told me because the elephants kind of hang out on the track and the elephants will kill you. They actually stampede. They've been known to toss people and stomp on them. They're very, they can be very vicious. So it's amazing, you know, these things we don't think about. All right. And then in terms of impact, as I mentioned, we saw that almost half of the women who were using family planning during our study were new acceptors. So they hadn't been using anything before until we had. And remember, they already had pills and condoms available to them, but just by dint of adding Depo, we were able to recruit almost double our number of clients. And most of them, of course, as based on that, chose Depo as their first method. There wasn't a lot of switching. About less than a quarter of them who had already started with pills and condoms had switched. So we can say that it's not we're not just doing substitution. We're actually adding more women and providing access to more methods for more women. And based on the graph I showed you, you see that the CBD contribution to family planning uptake is very significant. Now, the costs, I showed you that there was a wide range and that the more we support CBD provision of the method is the cheaper it's going to be. And finally, as I said, with economies of scale, we can make this the program even cheaper. And actually, when there was another study that looked at the cost for antenatal care and providing family planning to women who are HIV positive, and the $11.03, and even the $61 was cheaper per year per person than what you would be spending if you were treating a woman or you know, providing antenatal care or providing PMTCT. Everyone knows what that is, providing family planning to a woman who is already HIV positive.